Blog Talk Radio.
On here.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
All right, everybody, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. This is Blog Talk Radio. We are live, 100% live, on the air tonight. I'm broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. And I know we've got a lot of listeners on tonight, a lot of people that probably are trying to knock on the door. I know I only have so much bandwidth here, and I know the phone lines are already filled up, and I know I don't see many of my supporters on tonight that I asked to come on, but I have a lot of strangers on tonight. So we're going to talk tonight, and you know in the past I discussed shows about the Confederate flag issue, where a lot of people are stating that the Confederate flag stands for racism. And I know we went over it. We did a show a few months ago about when this whole thing was brought up. And if everyone remembers correctly, I called Walmart up. They'd rather bake a cake with two men holding hands than bake a cake with the Confederate flag on it. They said, we will not bake a cake with the Confederate flag on it. Because I told them I was going to have a picnic on the 4th of July or a summer picnic, and I needed a cake made with the Confederate flag. And they told me, no, we will not bake that cake. We will not, they told me. We can't do that. That's what they told me. And we witnessed that live on the air. And I called up a different Walmart, and I asked them if they would bake a cake to celebrate my brother's wedding. I need two men holding hands. They said, oh, sure, we can do that. So how sick are we in America, folks? We can't bake a cake with a Confederate flag on it, but we can bake a cake with two men holding hands. Now you wonder why society is so sick and we're going through the problems and things we are. But I asked tonight for someone to come on to the program. He's part of an organization that supports the Confederate flag. and he's a part of a group. I don't know too much about this group. I'm going to connect him here in a second. I see he's on my phone line, so I will connect you in a minute, and we're going to hear about his group and see what his group is all about and preserving the dignity of the Confederate flag. After all, what would you do, folks, if your great-grandfather was in the Confederate Army? And today we see Confederate monuments being defaced, desiccated on, torn down. How would you feel if you were a relative of Robert Lee? How would you feel if your great-grandfather died fighting in the Civil War? The Civil War was not fought over racism. It was not fought over slavery. Okay? I went over that in great detail and length when I studied the entire history of the Confederate flag. Okay? And those of you who disagreed with me, you had your opportunity to call into this show and disagree with me on that subject. But I pulled true history. And I know I had a couple people debate me on Facebook about the Confederate flag. You see, it's so easy to go into the history books and pull out little factoids, okay, and little tiny little words and sentences and say, see, it stands for racism. See? But I went and I looked up the entire chapter of that book that this individual was pointing out to me on that particular day, and I told him, read the entire chapter. When you read a book, what do? You start in the beginning and you go to the end, right? You can't start in the middle and think you know everything about the book. You have to read the entire book, just like the Bible. We've gone into biblical debates on this show and all kinds of things. But tonight the issue is about the Confederate flag, and a lot of people are misrepresenting this flag. The Confederate flag does not stand for hate. It does not stand for racism or slavery. The South and North did not fight over slavery. If you honestly believe that, then you're an idiot. There was a lot more going on during that time than slavery. Trust, just use common sense, for goodness sake. The war was not about slavery. It was about the states becoming sovereign and having sovereign rights, and the high tariff taxes that were put on the southern states, and the international bankers meddling with southern trade, with the North. You need to look up history, folks. Because we're walking into the times, again, today, where history is distorted and we do not know the facts. And we may be heading into another civil war of a different aspect today. So anyway, I have asked this individual to come onto the program. His name is Mr. Anderson, and he's from Eden, North Carolina. And I'm going to go ahead and connect him right now. He's pressed 1, so he followed the instructions. Thank you. I appreciate it. So I'm going to connect him right now. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you, Jed?
I'm doing all right. You're live on the air, so you heard my introduction, and you could take as much time as you want, and I talked about your group. I'm not 100% educated on your group, but go ahead and educate my audience because we do have a lot of people listening, and hey, tell us about the group and what it stands for.
Well, we stand for the Confederate flag, keeping it flying. If you believe in God, you believe in America, then you believe in this flag. Our goal is to keep it flying. We do not tolerate racism. We don't believe in it because this is not what it's for. This flag was fought for both sides, the black and the white. They both fought together during this war. That was the only war where a black and a white man fought together in, and that was the Confederacy. The Union did not allow black people. It was against their rules. So, Americans stand and look at history books all they want, and it's they stand for itself. And we are there to promote it.
I did not know that. I did not know that. Actually, you just educated me on something. I didn't know that the North did not allow black soldiers, but the South did. Wow. That's very interesting.
Yes, they did, because the black people fought along the whites because they fought for their country, their land, what they believed in. The North didn't do that. Everybody's got it wrong about the Ku Klux Klan. They think the Ku Klux Klan is somebody that was going around raping, murdering, burning out. No, that was all an act destroy them, the Union Army. They sent people down here to destroy this that Union, tear it up, just, you know, make a mockery of it and make the Ku Klux Klan look bad. And that's where they tried to get his name from. But the Ku Klux Klan protected black men, white men, Indian, of all creed and colors.
So, well, what about your group? What about your group, as far as the flag?
Well, we're there to promote, to keep this, support this flag, keep it flying. Like I said, we don't go in racism on anything. This is not what this is about. This is about God, America, and this flag. We like to hear from people. We like to talk about subjects. We show our respect for this flag. We honor those men and women that died for this flag. And I'm 100% headstrong about this.
Now, let me ask you this, Daryl. This is Daryl Anderson from Eden, North Carolina. How do you feel about this, where they talk about, like, for instance, this South Carolina shooting? Because that's what perpetrated all this debate about the flag.
Well,
and
you take one lost soul that was seen with the rebel flag in one of his pictures. You know, that could be like Elvis. You know, he could have been holding a picture of a Confederate flag, walked into a church or a Walmart or in a movie theater and shot somebody, and the first thing I'm going to do is use this flag as hatredism, as racism. And it's not that way. Just because a long-lost soul happened to be in a picture with holding this flag, everybody assumes the worst. And assumption
right.
is the root of all screw-ups. You know, get
yeah.
the facts
right.
right, people. Get the facts right. Read your history books. Like Joe said, if you believe that this is a racism, go back to school, go to college, get your education on this, because this is not what it was about. This is North fighting South over land.
That's correct. But, Daryl, let me ask you, what is the goal of your organization? Keep the flag flying, of course, but we see what's happening today.
We are there to honor and respect all those but before us and in front of us. So for my kids, your kids, everybody's kids out here, to have that respect, to keep this flag going for another 150 years or better. We love this nation that we're in. We just kind of get a little screwed up with the people that's running it, but at the same time, I love this, you know, this nation that we're in.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, Daryl, not to interrupt you, but in the South, people need to understand, in the South, I have noticed, because I'm from the North, you know that, Daryl, and what I'm trying to say is, in the South, people in the South really do love America, and they stand for patriotism.
It's in our blood. It's in our blood. You know, like I said, we go back to the North fighting the South, and the Union Army didn't allow blacks and all that in it. Well, down here, we eat beside them, we dress with them, we bathe with them. You know, we had no problem with black people whatsoever. It is the ignorance of the white people that want to, and the black people that are trying to promote this racism on this. And, you know, like we talked about, this is, you know, it's wrong. It's dead wrong. I wish people would get yourself educated on it, because it is one beautiful flag, and what it stands behind, if you ever really understand.
That's right. And, you know, I went over that, Daryl. And you know what the flag was about? Well, listen, the Civil War is people have to understand, the Civil War is a touchy subject for Southerners in the South. And not many people really even talk about it up North. I grew up up North, and not many people really even address the subject. However, down here, it's still alive and well. And really,
well,
the Southern
like,
people...
It's sitting around your breakfast table and chewing the fat over anything you want. Here, that it's like the gospel. It's something we preach and we live by.
Yeah, that's true. And the thing of it is what we must understand, though, is that it wasn't North against South. What it was is the South was fighting for independence. They wanted to be free. They wanted to be free. It wasn't about slavery. That's the misconception.
That's exactly if people would go back and look at their history books real good, the first slave owner was a black man. Was not a white man.
That's right.
The black man sold his own people into slavery, not us. We just done the transporting and made money off of it. But yet we're
going to
be blamed for this.
Yeah.
So that's why people want to be about, you know, the black and the white, you know. And, look, we are all the same color on the inside, people. Beauty's only skin deep. Color's only skin deep. We all bleed red.
That's right. And, Daryl, you know, I noticed that also, that the black and white communities down here in the South really respect each other. And
exactly.
I'll tell you something. You go up north, it's totally the opposite. It's totally the opposite.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to sound prejudiced. I'm not trying to sound prejudiced, but the African American community up north is disrespectful. They're arrogant. They act nothing like the African American community down here in the South.
Well, if you take a lot of the younger generation, I would say yes. The older generation has enough, I would say, sense about it all. They know what's going on, but they have the ignorance not to teach their kids that respect for it. You know,
that's right.
They let
that's
their
right.
kids believe what they want, and then they drag it into whatever they want, gangs or whatnot. You know, people out here are dying in gangs every day, and there's nothing being done about this. But yet they're going to tear down a flag that's 150 years old that has tried to save people for, you know, 150 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, I'm sure you're aligned with or you have heard about the Sons of the Confederacy. That's a very large national group. You know about them, right?
Yes, I am. In fact, I'm involved with them at the same time with the Robert E. Lee 1640 camps and all them.
Good.
So I stay involved with all of them because this is, you know, this is a part of my heritage here. And
You take it very seriously.
Yes,
look, hey,
yes,
I've invited people onto this show, and they've blown me off. You were right here on time tonight, and you want to talk about your group and promote it. And, hey, you got the floor.
That's
like
right.
I've given you,
so
and I respect that.
Well, people get out there, go up on Facebook. It's called the Confederate Flag. Keep it flying. It's a closed group. You have to join. We do not take racism, profanity, anything of that nature. We, you know, if you believe in God and that American flag and the Confederate flag, please come join. Show your support.
That's great. And hey, if there's anyone who wants to ask Daryl a quick question real quick, you can. And you can call in at 657-383. I really would like to hear from a couple of my supporters tonight. 657-383-0616, and you press 1, and I know I got people from all around the country tonight, and I got a lot of supporters that are on the line tonight, and I'd like to hear from a couple of my supporters. We haven't done a show in a few days, so, you know, I'd like to hear from you tonight, so press 1, and I'll connect you through. But what I also like to also bring up, Daryl, is the fact of the matter is, what's your opinion on the youth? Are they ignorant about the history of the Confederate flag? I mean, because you're from, how old are you? You're in your 50s, right?
I'm 50, and I'm over 50, and you know, I've got a 24-year-old son that has more sense than some of the 30 and 40-year-olds that I meet now, because he was educated on the South. He understands what it was for. And you take the normal household today, black or white, gangbangers or what, you know, they have no respect for any flag, regardless of whether this is a rebel flag. You know, it doesn't matter. American flag, they just soon urinate on it and turn it to fire as they would, you know, a birthday cake. And that's very uneducated. But it comes
That's
from
true.
Being at home too. It's not you got to be educated at home first. So,
a lot of people in the South believe in the home schooling, and that's great. I love that because I believe the public school is detrimental to our youth.
And you know, I've been to school, an educated person, you know, and you know, even our most educated could be ignorant at times. We all make mistakes, but you know, learning from them is the biggest deal. And, you know, I thought we learned from this 150 years ago, and still we're staying in the same soil. And we need to stop doing this, people. You know, this is something that is history. This is documented through pages and pages if people would read it. How the South fought for every one of us, not as individuals, but as a family, as a group.
That's right. That's right. Daryl, I got something. I want to take some calls. I wish some people would press one and call in. Don't be shy, because you can remain anonymous if you want. But I downloaded something for you, and it's only 2 minutes and 20 seconds long. This is Robert Lee's farewell address, so I'm going to play it, because I think it's very important, because it's part of history. So I'm going to play it, so just listen for 2 minutes, please.
Great, great. Go right ahead.
All right. I'm going to connect it now.
After 4 years of arduous service, marked by unsurpassed courage and fortitude, the Army of Northern Virginia has compelled to yield to overwhelming numbers and resources. I need not tell the survivors of so many hard-fought battles who have remained steadfast to the last that I have consented to this result from no distrust of them, but feeling that valor and devotion could accomplish nothing that could compensate for the loss that would have attended the continuance of this battle, I determined to avoid the useless sacrifice of those whose past services have endeared them to their countrymen. By the terms of this agreement, officers and men can return to their homes and remain until exchanged. You may take with you the satisfaction that proceeds from the consciousness of duty faithfully performed, and I earnestly pray that a merciful God will extend to you His blessing and protection. With an unceasing admiration for your consistency and devotion to your country, and a grateful remembrance of the kind and generous consideration of myself, I bid you all an affectionate farewell.
I was in the land of cotton. Old times that I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away. In the land where I was born in early on, what brought me born and look away.
That is over 100 years old, that recording.
Yabba Rail.
Yeah, and that was over 100 years, and that's history, folks. And what I want to point out, if any of you listened to that, what did he say? Country. He didn't say South.
That's right.
He said country.
That's
country.
Right, as a nation.
That's right. So the South was not about, we're breaking away. We don't want no part of the Union. That's not what it was about. They wanted to be unified.
Right.
But
well,
there was
there was no I in team. It took everybody.
That's right.
So.
And for them to discredit Robert Lee and to defecate on their statues. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm here in Greensboro, North Carolina, and we have Battleground Avenue here in Greensboro, where there's a lot of Confederate monuments and Civil War Revolutionary War monuments. So I'm going to tell you something right now. Anyone goes around there and tries to tear down a statue, I'll be there with this show. Because that is, and if they try to take down any of those statues or remove any of that historic monuments from Greensboro, we will be there. We're not going to tolerate
yes,
it.
Yes, because they're removing a part of Greensboro, North Carolina, and you know me, I'm from North Carolina myself. I'm not far up the road. And, you know, that would be like if people would realize how it would feel if somebody went to their own mother or father or aunt or uncles and decimated their grave site. How would they feel about that?
That's
you
right.
Know, look at it in that aspect, people. You know, you don't respect that. I don't respect that.
That's right. That was a good point you just made, because that's how the Southerners feel about their Confederate soldiers. You know?
Exactly.
They're their brothers. And
that's
not right.
Like brothers
not
in
right.
arms.
It's
you
not
know,
right. I remember in Reedsville, Daryl, in the Confederate the statue that was somebody smashed into it. And they said, we're not going to spend the money to rebuild it. And all the NAACP got involved.
Yes,
yeah.
they wanted to tear the monument all the way down. And we had quite a few Confederate believers out there that took the money out of their own pocket, rebuilt this statue, and had it placed back in the center of town.
You know what impressed me? You know what impressed me? Is that they stood out there with the Confederate flag until that monument was raised in uniform, in 100-degree heat every single day.
Well,
you know?
I spent my one day out there with them, so I was there right with them, and I celebrated everything they did.
That's great. Well, I've got someone that's got a question. Finally, I'm getting some people here who want to participate. So I've got 336-349. I want a couple other my supporters here to talk about this subject because it's an important subject that's dividing the country, believe it or not, north and south.
Yes, it is.
And we need to address it. And we need to teach people the facts. And this group will teach you the facts. What is the first thing this man said? We do not tolerate racism. This is not about racism, folks. It's about pride. It's about heritage. It's about history. So I'm going to go ahead and read another caller on here from North Carolina. Go ahead. How you doing? You're online.
Hi, this is Bridget from Reeseville, North Carolina. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Because the phone's been messed up, so I want to make sure. what I was going to say was, you know, everywhere in the country, they have monuments that represent their history. So I don't think it's fair that we're being singled out and asked to take and people want to take monuments down and they want to get rid of flags, because everywhere in history you have flags and monuments that represent their history. They're of a time period, you know. So I don't think it's really fair. I think it's kind of stupid.
They're discriminating against themselves, right?
American people are just ripping themselves off by believing and thinking that way. They're trying to be ignorant to history, and we want to promote this. We want people to understand that this flag is going to fly for another 150 years, and we're going to see to it.
That's right.
But,
Bridget, I want to say something real quick here. I want to say something. Those of you who are around the country, and I know we have people from the other side of the country listening, I'm going to tell you something right now. This is a very powerful issue. That Daryl stands firm on his belief and his history and his heritage. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You start messing with that, you're going to create problems because that flag needs to stay flying.
The South will rise again. And
that's right, in
my eyes or any kid's eyes or elderly person's eyes, is when they see that flag flying and they get the goosebumps of joy from seeing that, you know, that's what this is for, people.
That's right. Is the Confederate flag present anywhere around the country? I want to know. I know I got a couple of my supporters that are on from the Midwest. I wish he'd press one and contribute tonight. I know I got a couple people from up north that are on the line tonight. I wish he'd press one and contribute. Because I'm not up there or I'm not out in the Midwest. Is the Confederate flag present in your community? Because down here it flies everywhere. I see it in a number of places.
Yes, that's like your favorite football or baseball or basketball team. We support it just as good.
That's right. And I do have somebody from up north right now that wants to ask a question. So this is Joe from Meriden, Connecticut. Go ahead. You're on.
Hi. How's everybody this evening?
Doing great. How about you, sir?
Good. Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't know too much, and I don't have a question, but I'll comment on a few things. You were talking about the black people down south versus black people up north. And I'll tell you, when I'm down south, everyone is polite. They hold the door. Yes, sir. No,
you're
sir.
You're welcome, aren't you?
Exactly.
You're very welcome down here.
without a doubt. And up here, it's exactly the difference. They just as soon spit on you or knock you down. And
lock their door and keep you from coming inside and eating dinner with them. We get invited to dinner here.
But you go farther north from here, and they're also very nice. I see people come down to Connecticut from Vermont, black people. And you know what? I go up to the car, and we sit down, and we have an hour conversation just talking on the side of the street. I haven't talked to anyone around here for more than 2 minutes. But, you know, but you're doing a good thing by keeping it going. And I think as soon as we get the rats out of the White House, we'll probably be doing much better. And, you know, if we could get Webb as the next president, we'd all have guns again, and things would probably go back to normal.
I'm gonna be like my token ancestors behind me. You know, I'm gonna carry my gun and support my flag. That's right.
But Darryl, you have to understand, up north, the gun laws up there are so strict. It's not like here in North Carolina. We can walk around with a gun on our side.
That's right. But see, we got a lot of country, you know, what we call country people here. You know, when you go up north, I know there's a lot of country up there, but city has very much taken over, you know, way of life. And here we still, regardless of whether you're in town or you're outside of town, we still live a country life, you know. We believe, slow down, smell the roses, you know, have that cup of coffee in the morning time. Life's too
short. That is true.
Ignorant over everything.
Go ahead, Joe.
Before I get off of here, Joe, I wish people would get into our group, see what it's about. It's the Confederate flag. Keep it flying. We're on Facebook. Like I said, it is a closed group. You have to join. And we would just love to see more of you in there and do your comments and stuff.
And that's the best way to do it. Keep it closed, too. This way you keep all the creeps out.
Well, you know, I'm an administrator over this. We've got the owner, Tony Thompson, and a couple of the other administrators. And we do view each person when they join. We do not just say accept. We do look into you a little bit to see. We don't need Hitler's parties in this. You know, this is a love for this flag, a love for God, and a love for America.
That's right.
You know, and you were talking about the KKK and everything like that, and you're absolutely right. And you see, it's promoted that they're bad, and you say that up here on TV, and whoa, you got to run and hide because they're bad people.
Well,
and you're absolutely right, because
they're outside your door waiting for you to come out so they can shoot you, hang you, or drag you through the street. And the people down here know different from
Because you got your lawyers, and you know what? They're part of it. But you know what? They're not going to tell you that.
No, they're not, because, see, they don't want to offend our side of the government either. You know?
That's right.
Politics is just like religion. It's just like anything else. It's very, very touchy subject.
Daryl, not to interrupt you, but I got somebody from the state of Wisconsin that wants to call in and check in with us. So this is from the Midwest, and they're country out there too. And these are good, hard-working dairy farmers out there. So I want to put this person through.
Great.
Go ahead. Mike from Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, everybody. You know, I'm...
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Joe. I'm sitting here listening, and I'm, you know, it kind of makes me feel proud that, you know, this gentleman and his group and everything, they have respect. You know, they respect their grandparents, they respect their elders, they respect, you know, what they're doing. Today, there's no respect, okay? Kids don't respect their parents. They don't respect their neighbors. You know, look at the Amish. They lie down for each other, if you know what I mean.
Would you say
their roots is just like the Southern roots? They go deep. They go real deep.
Well, that's why. Well, Mike, you see, Darryl, you see, out in Wisconsin, they have a lot of Amish communities out in Wisconsin and
exactly.
Iowa. That's why Mike says that, you know. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. But, you know, it's a good cause. You know, know, I hate to stand on the soapbox here, but, you know, people nowadays, just like my brother Joe says, you know, you go outside and you ask for help, you know, they'll shoot you. Or they run back in their house and they'll the heck with you. You know what I mean?
That's
not what America is. America is not black or white. America is not green or yellow. America is America.
America as a whole, as one nation, as one group.
That's right.
And it's like our sister in Reidsville, North Carolina there, Bridget. You know, she's from Reidsville, not too far from where Daryl is. And this is very important that I'm glad she called in because we wanted to hear from some Southerners, but I'm so glad that someone from the Midwest called in and somebody from up north.
In our northern folks, you know, I'm glad I'd love to hear from all over. You know, history is a part of life. And until we understand it, we have to stop and listen.
That's right.
We've got some very rotten, some very dirty politicians doing our bidding for us. You know, I'm signed up to this email for somehow I got it from somebody in Connecticut here, and they sent me out a little thing about Planned Parenthood, and I answered it, and basically I answered their reply is that I think that people should be hung and thrown in jail. Come to find out that she was voting for funding Planned Parenthood, because that's the side of the table she was on. Now, it's like Hillary on the Democratic rebate the other night. She says they have to follow the law for marijuana and everything, and they should be arrested or whatever. Well, you know what? Anybody who commits a federal crime for selling body parts it should be arrested, but yet these politicians are standing up for it. So how can you believe these people? You can't, because they're criminals
exactly.
And crooks, and they're rotten.
When you think about what's going on with that, you know, you're wondering whose pockets are being lined to keep this out of the media is the way it's been up until now. You know,
right.
So I agree with you 100%. That's like selling your soul to the devil.
Right.
You know, the Southerners are not going to do that. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to go peacefully.
Daryl, can I ask you a question real quick? How are you becoming involved politically? Where, you know, like for instance, you saw what happened down in South Carolina. They removed the Confederate flag from the Capitol building. How is your group involved politically, or is it yet, or do you need more support in keeping this Confederate flag as a part of North Carolina's history?
Yeah, we want to keep it a part of everybody's history, regardless of whether it's from the North or the South. We feel like if you are proud enough to fly this flag, you should be able to anywhere you want to in America. This should not be, disgraced the way it's being disgraced now over nonsense. Let's get something that's concrete if you're going to bring this flag down. Find something concrete about it. But don't joke around with people's heritages over something that is as stupid as this.
That's right, Daryl. And, Daryl, I want to tell you something real quick. I know we got a couple callers on the line, and you can contribute some more.
Yeah, I
want
to get off of here.
I understand, but I want to tell you, Daryl, listen, this show is archived. It's saved forever. It'll be on the Internet forever. So you can promote it within your group, and you can send it out to friends and family. And that's very important.
Please.
Spread the word.
Don't worry, I will. And I want y'all to do the same, like I said. If you don't join my group, get out there and find a group that's like us that you can get into, that you enjoy. We are a very close group. The people that join and the people that are already there, we're a real close group. We talk amongst one another. We talk about anything and everything that has to do with this
group. I'm a member.
I think if you keep the group going just like that other one, not just another number and everything, you'll eventually get somewhere. Because like I told you about, we got these people in the White House. We got the commander in the chief, who is the commander in the chief, but he's being told to do things by other people. Now, when the other people tell him to do something and he doesn't do it, he has to suffer the consequences, or when he makes a wrong decision. But his agenda is to transform America. And this transformation, the no guns and everything, it's going to take many, many years for them to do it. And I believe as far as the guns go, they're going to come in the back door and they're going to put mental issues on guns, and then they'll convict the people that are you know, the parents or whatever of the kids that are mentally diseased or whatever, and that's how they're going to do it. But it'll take many years for it to transform.
Well, we're stopping it.
That's right. It's just like it is now. You know, the gun didn't kill nobody. It was the man that picked it up, or a woman that picked it up and pulled the trigger. You know, you do not have to go to a store anymore and buy a gun to shoot and kill somebody.
That's right. But what they're doing is, you see, they're taking many years to do this. Like women in the military. Well, women are going to shoot themselves in the feet by allowing them to be part of this, that women are equal, because they're going to go for it because they want more, and I don't blame them. But women are going to be in the same boat as men in a number of years down the road, where they're going to be drafted into the army.
That's exactly right.
And then what happens? And what happens when you draft that? And Daryl, what happens when you draft that 89 pound girl who does her nails every day? What are you going to do then? You going to put her on the battlefield, right?
Well, you know, I hope they need somebody to really clean their guns good. You know, but I'm all for the women in the military.
Yeah,
you know, if that's what they believe. You know, I believe in life. If it's what they believe is what makes them happy, that is great. That is fine. But don't use the ignorance of it, you know, to disgrace other parts of our country.
Right.
That's right. That's right, Daryl.
And there are many females that belong in the service, but there are the majority that don't.
I agree with you.
But, Daryl, you said you had to go. I respect that. But listen, before you go, please, describe your website. Please describe how they can get in contact with you. Describe what they have to do to join your group. And please ask people what we need to do to keep the flag flying. So it's yours. The floor is yours right now.
Okay. The name of our group is the Confederate Flag, Keep It Flying. We do not promote hatredism. We don't believe in this. If you believe in God, you believe in your country, which is America, and this flag, we're all there for you. We're there to keep this flag going regardless. We're going to promote it any way we have to, without using profanity in anything in this sense. So we are, you know, we're like I said, we're a close-knit group, and we'd love to see you there.
Are you a nonprofit organization yet, Daryl? Are you a nonprofit,
We're nonprofit. We're all nonprofit. Yes.
So you take donations.
That's right.
You take real estate, you take motor vehicles, and you take cash.
The owner of our page is he's a minister, and he's a very fine man. Right now, I don't think that he takes anything other than your joining. You know?
That's great.
Promote you.
And who's your minister? Who's the minister?
His name's Tony Thompson. He's the owner of the page site that the Confederate flag keeps it flying.
Well, I'm just saying, I want to give him his props. You know, I want to be able to get his name out there, because, like I said, this show is downloaded and people will go back and download, and we need to know who we're talking to. You know.
Well, it's exactly right. When you go, when you come to our page, our website, you will see our banner, the flag flying, and you will see his name, Tony Thompson. And you go and read the prop over onto the right side. And if you agree with it, join our group. You know, support us. Help us.
Why shouldn't anybody agree with you? What is the URL of the website?
The URL of the website, or is this a Facebook group?
We're going up on Facebook, where I got into it at. I'm not sure about any other motive or way to get into that. But I know you can go through Facebook, because that's how I do.
All right.
Okay. Facebook is the most popular means.
And it's the Confederate flag, keep it flying.
I guess that's why we're through Facebook, because it is popular means doing it.
Go ahead, Joe. What do you want to ask?
And what is it on Facebook? You see, it's got to be easy, or people aren't going to do it.
Yeah, that's right. It's easy. All you got to do is type in the Confederate flag, keep it flying.
Okay.
And you go right to our website.
You go to Facebook, Joe, and you type in the Confederate flag, keep it flying. If you can't find it, then I know I did, so it's not a problem.
Well, you, I probably can, but the thing is, you see, I've been doing this longer than anybody else, and I don't do Facebook, so, you know.
well, I know a lot of people don't.
You know, yeah, there is a lot of people out there, and I will get with my owner of the page, Tony, tonight, and see if there is another way of doing this, and I will get back in contact with Joe, Mr. Gibson, on this, and let him broadcast this for me.
Yeah,
I promise.
I see the link here, but it doesn't allow me to click on it. See, you can get a small redirection URL for $2 a year and make up whatever name you want and just have it directed to your site here.
Right. I'll have to get with him and see how, you know, like I said, he's the owner of the page. I joined it, and I just fell in love with this group, and I've been in a bunch of them, and this one makes the most sense.
Real quick, like Mike said, Daryl, what did you just say right there? You see how much respect you have for your fellow brothers? You know, you won't step on the toes of the administrator because, hey, what did you just say? I got to check with my administrator because you know what? You have respect and loyalty. We don't have that anymore today in America.
Well, that's what we need more of. That, you know, this is what this nation lacks.
That's right.
Can I ask
you? I'm going to get off of here, and y'all have a blessed evening. And like I said,
thank you,
the Confederate flag, keep it flying. Hit join. One of our US administrators will be right with you, and get in the group and see what it's about.
I know, Daryl. I know you have other engagements. Thank you very much, Daryl. I appreciate your time. You said
thanks,
you had
Daryl.
To go.
Thank you.
Thanks
Mr. Gibson.
Thanks
y'all
time.
Have a great evening.
Uh-huh. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Joe and Meriden, go ahead. I know you wanted to add a couple points. Go ahead.
You see, I can't find it on Facebook. You know, it's got to be easy. Otherwise, you're going to miss a lot of people.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. It's easy for me because I have a Facebook page. I type it right in. It popped right up. So maybe, yes, you're having complications. But it's hard to make everything easy for everybody out there because what did you and I talk about earlier? Everything is filled with spam, advertisements, fake links, and crooked nonsense. So it's very difficult to get to the truth or find what you're actually searching for, right?
Yeah, but you get something like tcfmyurl.com and have it go right here, and you see, it'd be easy.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, to touch up on the subject that we're talking about tonight, you know, honor, loyalty, and respect. And you know something, in the South, listen, the South is a big part of this country's heritage. And the Civil War was fought over a very, very difficult topic. And the international bankers were involved in this battle. And over 680,000 Americans lost their lives during that Civil War. Will we learn from history? Will we? We see what's happening around the country. What did Daryl say? Hey, this man, I believe, by the way he talks, he doesn't care. He's flying that Confederate flag. When they tell him they got to take it down, guess what? We're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. And what are we going to do? Go into another Civil War? What are we going to do? Have fights, riots in the streets of America? Listen, know your history. Know what the truth is. What Daryl was talking about is true. He's from Eden, North Carolina. He's quite a ways from me. I'm in Reidsville, North Carolina. And we had Bridget call in from Reidsville, North Carolina. We had Joe from Meriden, Connecticut call in. We had Mike from Wisconsin call in. So I just wish Joe from Florida would have called in tonight. He's not even on the air tonight with us. And that would have been really great if we got an opinion from him because he's from the old school also, but he was not on the air tonight with us, and that's a shame because he missed a really good show. But Mike and Joe, you're still on the line. Even Bridget, if you have anything you want to talk about, please jump in real quick because otherwise I want to wrap it up.
You see, because they could easily block this on Facebook, especially if they get word from one of your politicians that they don't want this site found. But if you give people another way to get there, then that would likely not happen. And that's one of the things I'm getting at, because Facebook can't find the Confederate flag, keep it flying for me. And I've even searched and I can't find it. Now, you know, so basically I'm out of resources almost.
Okay. Well, I'll send you the link personally. But, Mike, are you still there? You want to say something in closing here real quick? Maybe,
yeah,
Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Maybe you should Google it, Joe. And
I don't use Google either, but that's beside the point. But I'll try it.
You know, and then there might be a link there.
And I was doing it as all one word too, and I tried it with spaces in it and everything else, and neither one worked. Of course, you're doing it all one-handed here too, so you know.
Yeah, we're
all
on phones, and I bet you'll find it later.
Oh, here we go. See, I typed in Google wrong, and now here I am with spam. They want me to click on it so they can download more crap onto my machine. There we go.
Yep. Great.
Right.
You know,
you can't do you can't do anything nowadays.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to
give the guy some praise here, because you know he's doing something out of the norm. You know, most of today's generation, you know, that's why, you know, just like Joey was talking about the Democratic thing, you know, they got that old guy up there, Bernie Sanders, whatever, you know, he wants to give away the, you know, the chicken coop, the eggs, and everything else, and you know, who's going to pay for this? You know,
he's got that figure. If you make less than $20,000 a year, your tax rate's going to be 95%. If you make less than $50,000 a year, your tax rate's going to be 150%. And if you make over $500,000 a year, it's 300% a year in taxes. But don't worry about it. We know you rich people hide your money, so it won't be a problem paying it.
That's right. But Mike, I like what you said, though. This individual tonight who called in and was a guest on my show stands for something that is rare, like you said, in America. He stands for honor, integrity, and truth. And he stands for the history of this country. And that's very important, because we need to preserve our history, because if we don't understand yesterday, how the hell are we going to understand today and plan for tomorrow, right?
Maybe, in the future, Joe, maybe you can set it 15 minutes aside and kind of give us a little bit of history, whatever it would be, like Andrew Jackson or, you know, why is Benedict Arnold called Benedict Arnold, you know?
Well, you're right, Mike. I wanted to do that tonight about the Confederate flag, but that's why I recommended you to my archive shows, because Daryl only had so much time because he had to go to work, I think, and he told me I only have so much time, but he stayed over just for us, and I appreciate that. But what I'm trying to say is that I wanted to do a 15-minute introduction or a 20-minute introduction. You see, I didn't play that much in the beginning. I went right to the broadcast.
Right.
But you're right, Mike. I want to give a little history and background info to what we were talking about. But, like I said, I directed people back in July 26th, 27th. It was back when I did the Sean Rowe show, the Green Beret there that I interviewed, who's going over to fight ISIS, which I need to check back in with him, too, because a lot of people have been asking me about him. And he's actually started another national movement. So I'd like to get him back on and talk about things. I mean, that was a great show. That's the most downloaded show I've ever had. I mean, Sean Rowe, I mean, this guy, like I said, he was on the O'Reilly Factor. He was on with Geraldo Rivera. He was on Fox and Friends in the morning. And he took the time out to be on my show. And so I respect that. And he said, wow, you're really down to earth. I know probably we don't have 50,000 listeners, but hey, you know, we got the word out, and like you said, it's downloaded. But like you said, Mike, I want to give a little background, and I'd like to thank Daryl Anderson, you know, from Eden, North Carolina, and he contacted me on Facebook, and I said, hey, why don't you come on to my show? Tell people about your organization. And what did he do? He kept his word. He came on tonight, and he did a good job. He was very well-spoken. And he gave us a good history, and you guys, and that's why I was kind of trying to get you guys on, because you're my supporters, you know, to help him out, and that was great. So, Mike,
he should get Ben Carson to help him out, because after he loses the presidency election, he'll have nothing to do because nobody's going to hire him. So the only thing he's going to have to do is write a book.
That's right. That's right. But anyway,
is that the guy that stares into space like?
That's the neurosurgeon. So what is he going to do for a job afterwards? You know, nobody's going to hire him. What's he going to go do? Flip burgers?
Yeah, true. Uh-huh. That's right. Well, he doesn't have to. He got so many donations, he can live happily ever after.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Maybe he'd be interested in something like this. I'm putting his name on it.
Well, it's possible. I'll email him. I emailed Rand Paul. He hasn't gotten back to me yet, so maybe I'm trying to get him on here. You never know. Who knows? But anyway,
Have Alex Jones contact him.
Alex Jones. He's, you know, I even emailed Alex Jones. But he sends me links to buy his product. So I.
Exactly. And the world's coming to an end, and the sky is falling, and they're taking our guns, and there's no food. And buy $5 million worth of my seeds and do it now.
Well, anyway, all right. Well, anyway, I'm going to get ready to wrap it up because I do need to wrap it up a little early tonight. Listen, thanks to everybody who contributed tonight, especially Daryl Anderson. And you got the links, you got the information. And go back and listen to my archive shows where I gave a history lesson about the Confederate flag. I looked up actual archived Library from Congress, archived letters that talked about the Confederate flag.
Send me the link for the Confederate flag is what you need to do.
I will do. I will do it. I'll send it to you too, Mike. Good night.
And Joe?
Thank you.
Joe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, real quick.
Can I just please say that Nellie and I are thinking of Bridget and, you know, and wishing her, you know, good luck and everything on what's coming up, and just let her know what we think about her.
I know. I told her, Mike, you're good people, and I know she wants to have a relationship with you, actually, and talk to you. But, you know, we live far away from each other, and, you know, we live in different times. But she will. She'll talk to you on the telephone, and maybe I should give her your number, and you guys could talk. And, hey, who knows? Maybe we'll take a trip out to Wisconsin one day, right?
She'll chew your ear off.
That's okay. I got two.
All right. Good night, guys. Got to wrap it up. Good night.
All right, I'm going to keep talking after you hang up. Good night.
Now, let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement, and this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face. That their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shotters around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay, there is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said, the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. If you want to know about me or about my show or about what I'm about or what I know about history or things I've been through, please purchase a copy of my book, Behind the Walls, by Joel Hodnick. You can pick up a copy on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. And if you cannot afford a copy, then email me, joegibsonishome@yahoo.com. I will send you one out for free. Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening. It was another great show tonight. Thank you to everyone who participated and listened in to the end. That's what it's all about. And I hope to hear from some new voices tomorrow night or the next night we broadcast. Thank you, and God bless, and take care.